There we go. Here we are. Happy February 6th, everyone. It is 2025, and I am Jack Cunningham, and I am just an Ohioan. I'm coming to you live from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I am gearing up for this next episode of Just an Ohioan. I am also going to, well, not going to, I am live on TikTok right now. So for those of you who have listened to my podcast before, I've been live on TikTok streaming my recordings as well. And I'm very grateful for everyone who is listening live and everyone who will be listening very soon, for those who choose to do afterward. I'm on all the major podcast platforms. My name is Jack Cunningham. I'm progressive. I'm Gen Z. I am very passionate about supporting the human condition for people. I'm passionate about making sure that we build solidarity for the working class, for all human beings, and making sure that this world is a better place. So I'm just going to get right into it. And the title of this episode is Why I Joined DSA. So I'm just going to begin. From joining the Democratic Party in 2017 until now, I've been active in seeing how the party operates, how we go canvassing, how we go door to door, how we go and spread information about the candidates and policies that we believe in. And I want to preface this by saying that there are a lot of good people within the Democratic Party, people who do care about other people, who care about seeing the human condition improve, who are sick and tired of the fascism, sick and tired of seeing the far right taking away our rights, taking away and advocating for terrible policies that I thought we left in the dustbin. And so I'm grateful for the many years I've been in the Democratic Party, and I'm still a Democrat. I'm happy to be a Democrat because I say the Democratic Party is a party of empathy, compassion. And I also joined DSA because I feel the need to help bring about further compassion and care to our fellow human beings. So many people out there are hurting. So many people are suffering under this terrible human living condition we live in. There's rising poverty. There's rising unemployment, rising healthcare costs. We are not seeing help regarding our healthcare costs, prescription medicines, any and everything that we need structural changes for. We need a lot of help for that. And when I see the Democratic Party taking on the sidelines and the apparatus not embracing what people in this country want and deserve, it bothers me to my core. When I see human beings continuously suffer with just a $7.25 minimum wage all across the country, that's not sustainable. When the poverty level is rising, and I believe it's now like at $35,000 a year or above that to be considered not in poverty, the minimum wage can't sustain that. The lack of benefits, the lack of healthcare benefits, and now the removal of healthcare protections and lower prescription drug costs, that's happening under this administration. And when we see investments fully into certain sectors of the society and benefiting the top 1% at the expense of the rest of us, that is something that we are seeing right now, and it's appalling. It's appalling to me to see that people in the top 1% are making millions and millions, C-suite executives, lobbyists, people who are influencing the regulations or now deregulation of our economy, and as such, the suffering that's going to happen to the people who depend on these regulations. It's really appalling to see. I joined the Democratic Socialists of America this past summer, and I joined them because I wanted to see if they were truly about empathy, truly about building class solidarity, truly seeing how we can better the human condition from all backgrounds. Within DSA, it doesn't matter what you look like, it doesn't matter what you believe in. If you believe in solidarity, if you believe in strengthening and supporting the working class, men, women, children, the LGBTQIA community, all minority communities, those who have been marginalized and victimized essentially since this country was founded, this is the group for you. Like, this is a group that organizes, this is a group that builds solidarity, and true enough, we're not a perfect organization, but we have a lot of compassion, empathy, good grassroots organizing, people who want to bring about good, solid policy and structural change. Medicare for all is something that we as Democratic Socialists believe in wholeheartedly. We want to see little to no healthcare costs brought upon the person solely for the very reason of their existence. We want to bring about a better living condition for people to make sure that they don't have to choose either between rent, paying money for rent, or paying money for food, or paying money for housing. We as human beings need good food, good water, good shelter, good healthcare to have our basic bare necessities met. And that's the truth. We need to have all of these things established for our lives so that we can be the best living human beings that we can be. We need to make sure that we can help and sustain one another, to build each other up, to say, hey, I am so sorry that this is what you're going through. What can I do to help? How can I help and use my voice as a more privileged person to stand in solidarity with someone who is just needing the basic necessities to survive? And when I see people who claim, the socialism is a bad word or whatnot, like, is it really? Like, take a moment and think about it. Did you know that 100 years ago it was required for people to work 6 days a week for 12 hours, where you had little children working in factories, having poor living conditions, all so that the people at the top 1% could make a lot of profit at the expense of the labor that everyone invested into that company, into that product? And then slowly but surely, we were able to build out better class solidarity. And then in the 1930s and 40s, we were able to attain Social Security. We were able to attain basic minimum wage laws. We were able to establish a means for better working class solidarity. And then we were able to further build unions up. We were able to build workers' power up. We were able to build and provide a means for people to have a better basic living condition. And now that is being taken away. It's being taken away by this administration and state houses all across the country to better the top 1% at the expense of all of the workers. And now we are seeing our fellow human beings hurting unnecessarily because of this administration. They are hurting unnecessarily because we as human beings just want to live our lives in peace. We want to see our friends and family and loved ones succeed. We want to have our generation and future generations having the best quality of living that they can get. And that is what I am proud to see from being in DSA in this short amount of time. And true enough, DSA is a big tent organization. There are a lot of different thoughts, a lot of different beliefs in this way and that way. But what I enjoy about DSA is that we're able to have these conversations. We're able to come together and say, hey, what this living condition for workers sucks right now. The living condition for us and Gen Z, we are the first generation that this country has seen where the entirety of our generation is going to have a lower quality of living than we currently do, or than the prior generations had me. We see so many people hurting unnecessarily, and as the living condition worsens, that increases the cost of living for young people. It increases the burden that we have. You know, whenever I hear that people used to work like one job for a few hours a day and that was able to sustain their family of four or five with another parent being at home, that went away because of the massive deregulation that we've been seeing since the 1980s. When we've seen Ronald Reagan and prior administrations working to benefit the corporate class, the top 1%, the C-suite executives, away from the workers, the organizers, the advocates, we need to have a better leader and a better system that works to provide solidarity for us workers. Now, don't get me wrong, no politician is perfect. No system is perfect. That's not the argument here. What we are saying right now and what we are seeing right now in this day-to-day life is that massive deregulation leads to continued problems. These tariffs are brought onto the workers, and every single expense that we see as citizens are going to go up to better the billionaires in the top 1%. And as someone in the Democratic Party, it upsets me to see that there are people out there who support the corporate interests, who support the people at the top 1%. And sure enough, yeah, we have some politicians out there who do support the working class. And from my perspective, they're not doing enough. Especially with what we're seeing in this Trump administration right now, and seeing how we have all of these policies from Project 2025 being implemented, that's a huge problem. It's a problem because we are seeing the rights of the trans community taken away, which eventually will affect the LGBTI community as a whole. Oh, and by the way, you don't separate the T from LGBTQIA. It's not LGB, it's LGBTQIA. When we see the increased risks to healthcare to all people, especially women now, when we see the administration pulling away critical funding for our allies, for human beings across the world who have even less of a living condition than we do in the United States, that's a problem. It's a problem when we see a billionaire go into the Treasury and implement new code and transfer all of the data that is supposed to be protected by many regulations and is now in the hands of Elon Musk. That is not okay. And on a more personal note, I've been a huge champion for Democratic politicians in my area for a long time. And I've canvassed for them. I've donated to them. I volunteered for them because I believe in them. And then when I see the very people that I've supported hurting people like myself and others, when they align with some of these far-right groups and all these people, that hurts me. It's upsetting to see that. I want to take a moment here and mention someone from my TikTok live, someone named Nick. Hey, comrade, I'm also a DSA card-carrying member. What's your thoughts on the NPC removing IC posts? So, hello, Nick. Great to meet you. Quite honestly, I don't know much about the NPC right now to make a comment on that. And so for those listening, the NPC is the National Political Committee of the Democratic Socialists of America. That's their governing leadership, the entity. So compared to like the DNC and the RNC, the NPC of the Democratic Socialists of America is like the top entity that helps to work and coordinate policy and work on helping to establish where DSA as a body is going to go. So to your comment, Nick, I am not sure. I don't really have a comment on that, but that is something I want to look into. Someone asks, and this is Allie. Allie asks, how do I get involved with DSA? Well, the best question or the best way that I can address that is go to dsausa.org. That is the first start. And then they are on that website. They have a list of chapters that you can look into. And if there's not a chapter that's close by to you, you could be an at-large member or, hey, you might be able to start your own DSA club. From someone who is very active in politics, I'm sick and tired of hearing about, oh, we're going to take care of poverty. We're going to deal with the opioid crisis. We're going to deal with this. And then nothing comes from that. That's a problem. When we have our leaders who make these claims that they're going to solve X, Y, and Z issues, and then they don't do anything about it. Yes, a bit of that blame is to the far right. Yes, a bit of that blame is to the Republicans for blocking some of the things of the Biden administration, but the Democrats are not blameless as well. The corporate lobbyists and the billionaires who have gone on and invested into these campaigns, that's another reason why Citizens United as a Supreme Court case is detrimental to the very nature of grassroots organizing in this country, because it's hard as a small group of people to combat millions and millions of dollars in super PACs being invested into campaigns and issues. But it's also beneficial because through DSA, you can see genuine grassroots people who want to be there, who want to better the human condition. When we see so many issues coming into being from this administration, that's why I was so happy to be a part of that protest yesterday. So in case you didn't know, or in case you're hearing about it, there were 50 protests in 50 capitals all across the country on one day yesterday, in other cities as well. And in so doing, a lot of people express their frustration about the lack of good healthcare, the lack of good policies and protections for minority groups, the lack of empathy and compassion for the lowest amongst us. And now we have the administration implementing this executive order saying we need to counter anti-Christian policies in this country. Like, the United States was not founded on Christianity. This country was founded on freedom of religion. And as such, whenever I see someone preaching that, oh, we need to go back to being a Christian country, well, what does that mean to you? What does it mean to be a Republican or Democrat and claim that you have good faith in other people? Are you someone who supports your fellow neighbor? Are you someone who stands up for what is right? Someone who goes out of your way to better the human condition? Or are you someone who just preaches that and then does the exact opposite? Do you look down on your fellow neighbor solely because of their living situation? Or do you work to help build and strengthen those? Do you work to better your human condition? Do you advocate for that? Someone on my live, her name is Megan, says, I don't want to be part of the Handmaid's Tale. And quite honestly, Megan, I don't either. In fact, that's one of the things why I want to use my voice, because I refuse to go into that world without doing everything that I can. And that includes lobbying for the Democratic Party to be better. The Democratic Socialists of America is not a political party in itself, but it is a political entity. And it's a political entity built around building solidarity and compassion for our fellow human beings. It is because we need to stand in solidarity for our better human conditions. And I want to bring attention to someone called Memer, who made a comment on my live. Yeah, because you'd be forced to be with a woman, LMAO. You know, that's really an appalling comment. Like, I don't really understand why someone thinks that that's supposed to be funny. I could tell that this person has no compassion or empathy for their fellow human beings because of that. And I genuinely feel sorry for you. I feel sorry for people who look down on other people or laugh at other people's misery. I feel sorry for them. When I look at the people who actively try to better the world through grassroots organizing for those who take a stand and fight for what's right, it's important. It's important to build solidarity and compassion with your fellow human beings and stand up to bullies. And Memer, your follow-up comment saying, I'm assuming women aren't your thing. Well, I am gay, and I'm proud of that, because people are born that way. People are born straight, people are born gay, people are born bi, lesbian, etc., and what have you. And you can't force heteronormativity on people. Whenever I see people just being stuck on the sidelines or saying this is the best that we can get, well, I beg to differ. There's a lot that we can do together, and I believe wholeheartedly that starts with joining the Democratic Socialists of America. Because wherever you feel, wherever you're at, you are not alone in what you are facing. You don't have to deal with your situation alone, because there's a lot of people who have compassion for you. There are a lot of people who want to build solidarity and build you up and empower you to make your life the best that it can be, because when everyone's life is good, then that betters the world, that betters our human condition, that betters our capacity to bring meaningful change and positivity to the world. I'm tired of seeing all this negativity, all this back and forth saying this policy is bad or that policy is bad. Why can't we agree that all human beings deserve and need good food, water, housing, healthcare? And that's just to start. We need people within the Democratic Party apparatus that champions these causes, and we don't have that right now. That is why I'm part of DSA in the hopes of bringing the Democratic Party back to workers, making sure that unions are empowered, making sure that any and all people who want to join a union can, making sure that workers are defended, making sure that we have a minimum wage that can sustain everyone's living condition. So whether that be $15 minimum wage, whether that be $20 minimum wage, whether that be making sure that everyone has access to dental insurance, healthcare insurance. Well, actually, I think that healthcare should be free, but that's me. I think that housing should be free. I think that we have the capacity and means to make sure every single human being has a home that they would like to call home. Protecting renters' rights, protecting the rights of people who are disabled, protecting those who are marginalized in any capacity. Because right now we live in a class-based system where if you are not a straight, white, land-owning old man, you are on the lower socioeconomic level. It doesn't matter if you make $30,000 or $100,000. If you are making somewhere within that range above and maybe slightly below, you're part of the 99% of us. The 99% of us are collectively hurting and bickering back and forth, and we should be directing our anger and energy to the top 1%. The billionaires and even the millionaires are profiting off of all of our expense, leaving the few of us to have little to sustain ourselves and have a meager existence. And that isn't okay. It's not okay. So many human beings are counting on us, depending on us for our help. And that's millions of people, not just in the United States, not just in North America, but all across the world. We all collectively have such a short, finite amount of time on this rock in the middle of the cosmos. This rock has been our home for our entire lives, and we've done a terrible job of being stewards of it. We have extracted so many resources, we have polluted this world, and we have to do something about it to better the living condition for us and our future generations. So with this podcast, with this episode, I am proud to be a democratic socialist, and I will do everything I can and work with whomever I can to join solidarity and bring people up. I wholeheartedly believe that we need to stand up for what is right, and that starts now. Up.